You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. And now we'll turn to someone who also works the night shift. Drew Ackerman is at the Alameda County Public Library System by day, but at night, he's helping people around the world fall asleep with his podcast.
Hey, you have all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been keeping you up at night.
In each episode, Ackerman plays the role of Dearest Scooter, a character who tells what he calls a boring, lulling bedtime story. Ackerman sat down with KLW's Audrey Dilling, who's also an insomniac and a fan of the podcast.
Why did you start the podcast and where did the idea come from?
I think it really came out of my childhood insomnia. Because when I was in fourth and fifth grade, I had the worst time sleeping. And the one thing that helped me and ever helped me fall asleep was the radio. I used to listen to Dr. Demento. It was on Sunday nights and it was this comedy radio show. And it was just gave me this solace where I wasn't thinking about having to fall asleep and I wasn't worrying. It didn't necessarily help me get to sleep, but it just gave me this escape. And I don't know, those two things, the pain of not being able to fall asleep and then the distraction from that, those were kind of just sat in the back of my mind, I guess, for a long time.
How do you know that it works?
I get a lot of feedback, so I know that it actually works, but it was more a gut level thing. I guess and I'm not a big gut trusting person, but I was let's just try this and see how it goes. So I've been listening as I've been getting feedback. So I've been trying to adjust the show. I don't know, build trust with the listeners that are falling asleep. So it's kind of a big experiment in some way too.
Could you talk a little bit about the various formats that you use? There's recapping TV shows, talking about what's going on Twitter that day, and some original stories that you come up with. How did you land on those?
Okay, so I kind of came to the different formats we use just kind of by experimenting. At first I was doing just TV show recaps and then kind of original stories. And neither one of those was really sustainable because I wanted to do three shows a week because I was if people are going to listen to this to fall asleep, if I was relying on it to fall asleep, I'd want it out five times a week. But I found the TV show recaps, it just kind of uses one part of my brain. It's I watch the shows two or three times and I take a bunch of notes and then I'll record off the notes and kind of follow. If it's Game of Thrones, I'm geez, what are swords made out of? I have no idea what swords are made out of. And that is it could be interesting if it's if you're a sword enthusiast, I guess.
Does it matter so much that you get the details right?
So I'm watching Breaking Bad and the Colombian remake of Breaking Bad, which is called Metastasis. And it's a shot-for-shot remake in Spanish. And in the Metastasis living room, they have this ceramic owl collection. And it just, I'm obsessed with it. It's why do they have ceramic owls? Where are the ceramic owls? What are the owls doing? So it's getting drawn in and then drawing the audience in, but then the audience has the sense enough to be oh, wait a second, this guy's just talking about ceramic owls and what faces they're making. So then they don't feel obligated to keep listening. They're distracted enough, but they're not, obviously it's not gripping stuff, ceramic owls.
Do you think that part of your brain that notices ceramic owls is the part that keeps you awake at night?
Probably the part of me that obsesses of watching a TV show three times to pick up on details like ceramic owls is something that keeps me up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not up all night thinking about ceramic owls, but finding the next ceramic owl to fixate on for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Drew Ackerman, creator of the Sleep With Me podcast, the podcast that puts you to sleep. In the podcast, you talk a lot about brain bots. Could you explain brain bots and also how you came up with that term?
So to me, I'm a big time overthinker. So when I lie down at bedtime, especially before the podcast, it would be I would get anxiety. So I'd be okay, let me do all these things. Let me drink some tea and, let me put on a fan and maybe I'll meditate or journal or whatever. But then as soon as I would lie down, it would be something out of one of those movies you watch in grammar school about nocturnal animals, like all these things would start poking their heads up and they'd start pestering me. And those are kind of what the brain bots are. Like, I don't know, I just picture them like these little round, goofy guys. And they're, I mean, they don't even know any better.
Why do you care whether all these people get to sleep? What does it matter to you?
I guess I care because, like, I can relate. Like, I don't know. Like, as I started the podcast, I've heard from people that are going through things I'll never deal with, or that can't sleep because of something physical that I don't struggle with. But I can totally relate to that feeling of just lying there. And even though it's like blown out of proportion when you're lying there and you're getting upset or things are snowballing, those feelings like where you just feel all alone, and in the moment you start to lose hope. I mean, I know I did as a kid and as an adult, and then it's like, I'm never going to fall asleep, and I'm never going to fall asleep ever again. And you just start to fixate on how bad things are. And if my silly podcast can distract like two people from that, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's beyond what I would ever expected when I started it.
How would you explain to somebody who doesn't have trouble sleeping why this is necessary? Or do you care? Is it more just for, it's just not for them?
That's like a difficult question, because I guess there's two answers. One is like, it is something I worry about because I don't view the podcast as like this kind of joke or this trivial thing. And I can think it can kind of seem that way, or that it's some, and there's not anything wrong with like guided meditation or nature sounds or anything. My podcast is just kind of like a more goofy, stranger alternative to those things. But I also don't want people to kind of dismiss it as like a joke. But I think that's like, it brings us up a bigger problem of like why people that can't sleep feel isolated, because it does seem like when I talk to people about the podcast or when I talk to people that can't sleep, like that other people just don't get it. They're like, oh, geez, what do you mean you can't sleep? Like, why don't you just take a hot bath? Why do you need to listen to a podcast? Or people need to listen to your podcast. Why don't they just stop thinking and go to sleep? And I think especially for people that are in a relationship or in a family, like I remember telling my parents when I had insomnia in grammar school, and it was the same, like, well, just don't think about school. Why don't you just think about something nice? And it's like, well, I can't do that. Like, if I could do that, I would just go to sleep. So I think it's like a uniting thing where people can feel kind of disconnected and lonely. And I don't know that I can convince people that sleep well to listen to the podcast. I mean, it's goofy and it's silly, but it's I consider it, I take it very seriously, I guess, yeah.